Barry told lawmakers OPM is shoring up its technology team under Chief Information Officer Matt Perry.
And before the end of this month, a new detailee will be joining OPM to assist Matt as our new Chief Technology Officer. And they will enhance and centralize our IT operations with Matt at OPM and provide new leadership for USA Jobs 3.0 going forward.
That's just the latest move the agency has made to pull USA Jobs back from what Barry has called a death spiral. The agency had underestimated the number of job seekers who would use the site when it took control from contractor Monster Government Solutions. It rushed to buy more servers so it wouldn't crash. Staff worked around the clock to fix glitches that made it hard for users to search and apply for jobs. Republican Congressman Connie Mack of Florida asked Barry how OPM could run a jobs website better than one of the biggest companies in the field.
Why would you think that you can do it better when the forces of, in the private sector are much stronger?
What the core decision was, and it is in any discussion that as the government undertakes these systems, is to define what are core government responsibilities and what are core private sector responsibilities. In this case, protecting the personal information and resumes of applicants for federal jobs was a core governmental responsibility.
And the private sector can't do that?
I can, sir.
Can the private sector do that?
The private sector encountered over the past 5 years are a matter of public record. You can see that they were compromised.
Barry referred to two security breaches at Monster in which hackers gained access to millions of job seekers' personal information. 30 minutes later, Monster executives responded in a second panel. Chief Privacy Officer Patrick Manzo says the company uses industry-leading security made up of layered technical defenses and human analysts.
Director Barry has made the point that there are certain things that are inherently governmental. We don't think that hosting the federal government's hiring system falls into that category. We think that the private sector is eminently well suited to do this job and to do this job cost effectively, efficiently, and to provide significant continuing value going forward.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have called for USA Jobs to be rebid, but Massachusetts Democrat Stephen Lynch says they shouldn't rush to judgment.
This site went live a month ago, and it's a huge site, like you say, 700,000 people accessing it every single day. It's a big operation. So I have a bit more patience than I guess some of my colleagues, but not much more.
The larger problem, he says, is not with this website, but with OPM's lack of resources. The agency has tried to digitize its retirement system for 20 years and has little to show for it. It has a backlog of 60,000 retirement claims. Lynch says the threatened retirement tsunami would pull OPM underwater.
We're looking at early enhanced or expedited retirements at the Postal Service that could amount to 120,000. You got NASA retirements, we're cutting down there. We've got the Government Accountability Office retirements there. We got Defense Department, including the Air Force and Army, major retirement programs going on there. So I see this whole tidal wave of work heading towards you. And I'm just concerned that you don't have the resources to deal with this.
Barry says OPM has noticed an uptick in retirements already this year and is taking an all-hands-on-deck approach to fixing the retirement system. The agency has added 35 employees to work through the backlog. But he says in the past, OPM wasted too much time by trying to do too much at once. Now he wants to tackle the low-hanging fruit first.
Someone who spent their career at one agency didn't have all of those complicating factors. Let's identify those and automate that piece and then move forward. We need to automate this in bite-sized chunks that we can deliver successes to you and the Congress and the taxpayer.
But he told Subcommittee Chairman Dennis Ross that OPM has no business plan or deadline in place for these changes.
Not in full yet, sir. We are still, like I said.
But you should do that, shouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're the only game in town for these retirees.
Absolutely.
And it's difficult for them, I imagine, having to wait and not know what their retirement checks are going to come in. But I would think also from a business perspective, because I think this is an essentially business function, that you should have in place a business plan as to how to bring the 60,000 backload up to par and how to automate it so that this is avoidable. And I would hope that that's being done.
Ross told reporters after the hearing the subcommittee would dog OPM to come up with a plan. He says he does not support giving the agency more resources to tackle the retirement system and other technology projects. Ross says the USA Jobs rollout has shown him that OPM should seek help from the private sector instead. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.